This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. The Austin Independent School District is rewriting its human sexuality curriculum for 3rd through 8th grades. It's been more than 10 years since a rewrite, so there will be significant changes. KUT's Clara McInerney reports on what could look different and what parents have to say.
Jim Shedd is a lawyer in Austin. He has twin boys in pre-K. And even though his kids can barely read, he's already thinking about how he'll teach them about puberty and sex. Right now, he's using his own experience as a guide for what he doesn't want to happen.
When I was in first grade, my brother, who is 6 years older, told me the facts of life wrong. He made stuff up. And so when it was seventh grade, when I got the talk, I knew nothing about female anatomy, did not know what was going on down there, and I had my mouth dropped.
So he wants his sons to be better prepared when these topics come up, which is why he attended a parent meeting at Travis High School last week. As the district prepares to rewrite its sex ed curriculum, it's looking for feedback from parents. In addition to community meetings at AISD schools, every parent in the district got an online survey. It gives parents various sex ed standards and asks them in what grade they think their students should learn about these topics. Kathy Ryan oversees curriculum in the district, and she says these standards include a lot of new material compared to AISD's current curriculum. Right now, they don't discuss reproduction in 3rd through 5th grades. Also,
we don't currently talk about what sexual harassment and abuse is in the 3rd grade, and that's part of the standards, so that kids know, hey, this isn't normal. You know, if it doesn't feel good, I can tell somebody.
Here are some other topics that would be new to the curriculum. In 3rd, 4th, or 5th grades, the district wants teachers to talk about body image, managing emotions, consent, sexual orientation and gender identity, and HIV. The district also wants to spend more time talking about healthy relationships and the reproductive process. Kathy Ryan wants parents to know that these lessons will be age appropriate. So consent in elementary school isn't about sexual consent. The example she gives is if one student has a crush on another and calls their crush every day after school. AISD wants to teach students that if you don't like that, you can say no. She says they're hearing parents also want them to teach the flip side of that situation.
Like, I tell you, you've got to quit calling me. I'm not interested in you that way. And then the lesson also needs to be not just to give me the words to be able to do that, but then to give you, you know, tips on how to handle that when someone tells you no.
As students get older, the lessons would get more detailed. In middle school, the district would also add some new topics: gender identity and sexual orientation, emergency contraception, how social media plays into relationships, and sexual abuse and harassment of all kinds. This amount of information is a little daunting to Melissa Butler. She has a 2nd grader and a 4th grader, and she attended a parent meeting this week. She had concerns about some of the lessons that would be taught to elementary school kids.
I just don't think my 2nd and 4th grader need to be introduced to certain things right now, especially around gender identity, that I personally feel will confuse my children.
AISD does allow parents to opt their kids out of this curriculum. They can have their kids skip all of it or individual lessons. But Butler says she won't do that because even if she disagrees with a topic, kids will talk about it on the playground.
I'm just going to review the curriculum first and discuss it with my kids. And that's all I want, is I want my kids to hear all of this from me first as a parent.
Other parents at the meetings agreed that it feels uncomfortable to talk about some of this stuff so early, but think it's necessary because kids have so much access to the internet. Many said if they don't hear these things from adults, they'll just Google it, which leads to misinformation. Jim Shedd, the parent with the 5-year-old twins in pre-K, said he's glad to see the district talking more about LGBTQ issues. He's gay, and he said he hopes this kind of curriculum helps some kids avoid the confusion he felt as a child.
I was in a small Texas town. I didn't know what to do. Giving something a name gives it a sense of existence. It shows that it is a thing, and you can be a part of that thing, a part of that tribe, a part of that identity, and you don't need to be alone.
Parents have until the end of November to finish their surveys. Then the district will start writing the curriculum. The school board is expected to vote on it in February. Lessons will look different at every school because teachers use the curriculum as a guideline. The last parent meeting is tonight at Eastside Memorial High School at 6 p.m. Claire McInerney, KUT News.